in the ACT. Auschild has partnered with Googan-Galwan. And that's the centre, the Googan-Galwan Centre, and they're rolling out functional family therapy programs. So the functional family therapy program, it takes an alternative approach to children's welfare, and it appears to be achieving some very good results. Let's find out a little bit more. With you right now is Dr. Lisa J. Griffiths. Lisa has overseen the program since it was adapted and since it was implemented, and she's with you right now. Lisa, thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And Lisa, can you just describe to us exactly what is the Functional Family Therapy Program?
So Functional Family Therapy, the Child Welfare Program, was first developed over in the US, and has had with much success in helping prevent the removal of children into the out-of-home care system. It's a model that addresses the history of child abuse and neglect, substance abuse, mental illness, school difficulties, and is really about building on the strengths within a family to help them keep their children safely at home before they're removed and placed into care.
So how exactly does it do that, Lisa?
Well, it does that by working with families and engaging them in their broader social environment. So families, of course, and particularly Aboriginal families, have large networks, not just mum and dad, but aunties and grandparents, etc. And the unique thing about functional family therapy is when a child is identified as being at risk for removal, the therapists that work within the program actually work within that whole family network and even beyond that in the community network and including the school environment as well. So if there is something that's creating, I guess, dysfunction in any of those networks, the therapist will then work to look what are the strengths that are required or what are the behaviours that needs to be addressed that's creating that dysfunction so that those children and those family members can work more cohesively together and reduce that risk.
So what is it about this program that is effective?
Well, in the ACT, since we've been running Functional Family Therapy Child Welfare, we've served 27 families with 69 children, and all of those families would have been at risk of having those children removed, and with the therapist working directly with them and engaging them in the therapy, that has prevented them being removed and placed into the out-of-home care system, addressing things such as substance abuse, difficulties with going to school, difficulties with juvenile justice, and also working on connecting to that broader social environment. And generally, if those families did not receive that service, those children would have been removed and lost into the system. You mentioned the Storm Generation. Once children are removed, if they're in care for more than 6 months, then there's only a 50% chance they'll ever actually return back to their family. So the outcomes are, you know, incredible. One, the child remains intact with the family, and a whole host of other things are improved in family functioning as well as the longevity of the relationship with that child with their family.
You're hearing from Dr. Lisa Griffiths, who is the Chief Executive Officer from Auschild, and we're talking about the Functional Family Care Program, which is a result of a partnership between Auschild and the Googan-Galwan Centre. So what's the important part here, Lisa? Is it identifying the families that are vulnerable, or is it getting in early so these prevention measures have a chance to be effective?
Well, it's actually both, Paula, in that, and one thing that's a little bit different about the program in the ACT is the way families are referred. In the traditional models of functional family therapy, child welfare, which are run throughout Australia, but not, they haven't been specifically adapted for the Aboriginal community, and this model has been adapted specifically for the Aboriginal community. And in other models, referrals only come from child protection. So if child protection sees that there's children at risk of child abuse or neglect, then they will refer to agencies like AusChild and Guggen Golan to go in and deliver the program. Whereas in the ACT, not only do child protection refer, but community members themselves can refer. So amongst the Aboriginal community, if there is a concern that some children are at risk from abuse and neglect, then they will self-refer families to the model, which is really, really exciting, and it really destigmatizes so much for community, because it's very challenging to identify when yourself when you've got problems within your relationships. So the fact that there is a way to do that without having to go through child protection really gives that sense of security to Aboriginal families to feel safe about doing that.
And so you say that that self-referral, it makes families feel safe. What are some of the responses that you've had from First Nations people to this program?
Absolutely phenomenal response. I mean, the first thing is that of those 69 children that have been engaged in the program to date, 100% of them have remained intact with their families. So obviously all those families are feeling incredibly proud that they've been able to do the work to reduce the risks that would potentially have those children removed and placed into out-of-home care. But across other community organisations, such as, you know, Aboriginal Legal Aid, Restorative Justice, Youth Justice, Housing, where there are other Aboriginal providers, along with our partners, of course, Guggen Golan, they're just seeing such positive results of the engagement in the program, and we've had incredible outcomes such as housing debt being cleared, child protection cases closed, families now living independent from services, finding stable accommodation, school attendance of children has improved greatly, and parents even gaining successful employment where they've been on welfare for a long time, and the families regaining and getting respect within their own wider community for doing the hard work that's required to really get that family functioning again as per the name of the model.
And Lisa, where would you like to see the program going in the future?
Oh, well, obviously, in an ethical sense, we'd like to see it available to all families, all Aboriginal families. We have been very lucky that this program has been funded for a further 4 years in the ACT, and we want to, maintain that for as long as it's needed.
Thank you so much for joining us on Afternoons today. It's great to hear about the successes of your program. That's Dr. Lisa Griffiths.